Our second reading today is a great testament to faith. Over and over, the great patriarch Abraham is held out to us as a model of faith. The refrain begins over and over, "By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham sojourned. By faith, he received the power to generate. By faith, he offered up Isaac." Over and over again, Abraham is held up as a model of faith. But what really is faith? You know, if we look at kind of our modern society and definitions, sadly, I think religion, sometimes in general, gets a bad rap. Because we think of faith as believing things that are somehow irrational. That if something doesn't make sense, if it doesn't seem to be logical, well, then you just have to use faith to believe it. As if faith were some superpower to believe things that otherwise don't make sense. That's quite the opposite of what faith is. In our beautiful Catholic faith, we understand that faith always goes together with reason. So far from believing things that don't make sense, helping us understand things can help our faith. You know, I found this to be true myself in college. I was someone who was very intellectual. I was also very independent. So I wanted to have good reasons for believing what I believed. I was a good Catholic. I was raised good. I wanted to go to the Catholic Center at KU and go to Mass on Sunday. But I kind of came with some reservations. Not that I doubted my faith in general, but kind of some of the things the church taught. I had my kind of list of things where I could, if someone questioned me about being Catholic, I felt a little awkward having to say, well, I believe it because I'm Catholic. I wanted to have, sadly, a list of things that I could say, yeah, I'm Catholic, but don't think I just take all this hook, line, and sinker. I'm a thinking person, too, so I have my things that I disagree with the church on. And I kind of had my little list, and it's not that I had studied what the church taught about these things. I kind of had my list of what everybody had their list, and it just seemed popular. So right away, I mean, on the top of my list, I'm like, I'm Catholic, but I don't believe what the church is teaching about contraception, for instance, or other difficult teachings of the church about homosexuality or things like that. All the things I was being bombarded with at the secular university, I kind of held out my little list. I believe the Catholic Church, I have faith, but I disagree here, here, and here. Then I started to be confronted by people who actually knew the Catholic faith, who could teach me. And they said, oh, you don't believe what the church teaches about contraception. I'm like, nope, I'm independent. Doesn't make sense to me. Okay. But then someone started to teach me about the theology of the body. They actually taught me why the church continues to teach what has been taught by Jesus and for 2,000 years against contraception. And all of a sudden, my mind became opened. I started to see, you know, that actually makes sense. And then someone else would teach me something else on my list. And little by little, the things on my list kind of started to get knocked off. But that's not faith. For me, faith came in that process. Because as I started to cross things off my list, a light went on that said, you know, if the church was right about this and this, maybe the church would be right about some of these other things. Maybe I'll just trust the church first. Not that I don't still have to reason through things. Faith should be reasonable. But maybe I can trust first and then question from that aspect of trust. I think Abraham gives us this perfect example of what I'm talking about, because it says that Abraham believed that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. That's so important. Notice that faith for Abraham is not in a set of principles. Faith cannot be a list of things that I agree with this and this and this and this. Faith, like it is for Abraham, is trust in a person. The realization I was able to have was that I began to know Jesus and to know his church. and to trust that the one who made the promise was trustworthy. Faith is not a belief in principles. It is a belief in a person. We don't believe anything in our Catholic faith simply because we deduced it, because we went through some equations and got the fact that, yes, it makes sense. Faith should make sense, but that's not why we believe it. We will never believe in the Eucharist because it makes sense that bread and wine become God. That's not irrational. It makes perfect sense that Jesus would do that. But we don't believe it because somehow we're able to write an equation for the Eucharist. We believe it because Jesus said it and we trust in Jesus. We believe the one who said, "This is my body, this is my blood," and so we trust him. That light that went on for me in college opened up a whole new world. Because all of a sudden, instead of being a Catholic who believes certain things, I became someone who loved and believed in a person. All of us need to have that encounter with Jesus in which we are able to say, "I trust him. I know him. I love him. I give my life to him." Then all those other things come along with it. If Jesus says, "Lay down your life and you'll be happy," I believe that because I believe Jesus. If Jesus says, "Give your money to the poor and you'll be happy, you'll have treasure in heaven," I believe that because Jesus is trustworthy. The very word creed, which we say, "I believe," comes from two Latin words. The Latin word is credere, to believe, and it comes from two words, cor, dare. Cor is the Latin word for heart, and dare is the verb meaning to give. So to say "I believe" literally means "I give my heart." We can't give our heart to merely a set of rules, a bunch of "do this, don't do that." Rather, we give our heart to a person, Jesus Christ, who we believe is trustworthy. And from there, we do whatever the one that we love asks us to do. Then, far from being some kind of repressive religion that has a bunch of "don't do this," everybody else does this and they look really happy, but you can't do it because you're Catholic. Far from that, we trust the one whom we love. You know, Abraham is held up as this great model of faith. But it would never make sense that he would sacrifice his son. Rather, he trusted God immensely. He says, "God gave me this son. If he wants to bring good through my sacrificing him, I'll do it because I trust God." All of us have got to pray for that kind of faith, that we could trust God that much with all our hearts. I'm always impressed by that line in Hebrews where it says, "Abraham sojourned in the promised land as a stranger." God promised, "I will give you the land. Your descendants will be numerous." We think about the holy city, Jerusalem, today and the fulfillment of that promise. But when Abraham was there, it was a desert. It was just an empty hilltop. This place where he went to sacrifice Isaac, on that very stone, the temple would be built, which today millions of people journey to Jerusalem. But for Abraham, it was an empty area. And yet he trusted. I think that is a beautiful message for all of us, that if we love God, if we trust him, then can we have the hope that no matter where we find ourselves, even if our present situation looks like a wasteland, if we just seem to be in a valley devoid of any joy or God's presence, can we, like Abraham, trust that we might be sitting right in the middle of the promised land, that this is right where God wants us to be? And if we could just trust into the future, we would see the fulfillment of all the good things God promises us. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Evidence. We can't prove our faith through empirical evidence in a courtroom, but we can prove that we give our heart to one whom we trust. There's this little song that sometimes we sing at the children's masses, you know, "Without seeing him, we love him. Without hearing him, we follow." But unfortunately, it ends, "Without knowing him, we believe." It always makes me kind of cringe when I hear that, because that's not what we believe at all. We have to know Jesus. Faith is not blindly following someone we don't know. We have to intimately know Jesus. And if we do that, then of course we follow, because we follow the one we love. So let us today trust, wherever we would find ourselves, to give our hearts fully to God, that we might then follow the one that we love.